This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A new goal that he threw out on Tuesday, that 70% of adults will have at least one coronavirus vaccine shot by the 4th of July. How do they send Americans this message? A normal life is within reach if you get vaccinated, but the crisis is still going on, so don't fully relax your guard. And then he has been accused of sending mixed messages by continuing to wear a mask outside despite official guidance that he doesn't need to since he's fully vaccinated. So the White House is reaching out to scientists and public health experts to understand how the science is evolving as more people are getting vaccinated, which restrictions they can and cannot relax while the country is, I'm going to call it, opening up. Meaning in Florida, Governor DeSantis said, it's open, baby. We don't have any limitations on anything. If we're getting vaccinated, for goodness sake, then why do we have to have restrictions? So we don't have them here in Florida. If you come to Florida, we are not clamping down on what's happening in restaurants, etc. And there are other states that are doing the same thing in the next couple of weeks and leaving it up to businesses about masking or not masking. It just depends on the state, but more states are leaning anyway in that direction. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope that you kicked off the week pretty good because here we are almost at hump day. It flies by, doesn't it? 147.9 million have been vaccinated. 55.3% of the eligible population, that would be 16 and older. 44.5% of the total population. Johns Hopkins University provides those numbers, so that's where we're at. It's very sad to watch what's happening in India. You know, with the logistics of what we're trying to do and travel and figure this all out and the push to get more people vaccinated, we're not India. You look at India and they are desperate for more vaccine. It's very, very sad what's happening there. And it hasn't gotten any better despite the fact that a lot of other countries are trying to reach out and try to figure out what can they do. You know, even the top cricket league has been suspended. Of course it has been, because the COVID numbers are spiraling out of control. I mean, out of control. There is chaos because of it. And they can't. Clubs are testing positive. You know, the country surpassed 20 million cases during the pandemic, the second nation after the U.S. to reach that mark. India's healthcare system has nearly collapsed with so many new cases. Crematoriums running out of space and being able to process bodies. They can't cope with thousands of deaths. So, of course, a thing like cricket, that is off the table. It is out. It is done. I mean, they hit a record-breaking 400,000 new cases. It's a war there. It's that bad. I mean, what a nightmare. And it's like the world didn't realize what was going on. And seeing this healthcare system crushed. If you lived in India, I mean, it's a desperate hunt for oxygen. It is. It's like the Hunger Games and hospital beds. And people are going on Twitter to try to figure out where they can go. And it's awful. In February, healthcare workers and epidemiologists puzzled over what they said was good fortune, because coronavirus cases had gone down. Demand for ventilators was manageable. They thought the country would be spared a major second wave. Oh no. In April, things turned in a very bad, bad way. You know, people turned to the black market for medicine. People died in hospitals with the oxygen shortages. And the infection fatigues are through the roof. And they think it's because there were undercounts. So a lot of this was happening. They didn't even realize what was happening. So the government's being blamed for not realizing that this outbreak was that bad, because it looked like the numbers had gone down. But they weren't being reported. Some of them weren't being reported. The thought that immunity in India was just not as widespread as previously believed, and that the earlier waves of infections primarily affected the poor, but the current surge is reaching wealthier people who had just started socializing again after staying home during the first wave. You see what's happening in India, and then you thank God you live in the United States for everything that we went through, and all the other countries out there listening. I know there's people listening in the UK and Australia. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And who knew? Because things were not heavily reported because of where it was happening, right? Because of where it was happening. Big news today with the Derek Chauvin announcement from his attorney that you're challenging a couple of things, including the attorney filing a motion for the new trial over a tainted juror, but tainted in a different way that you might be thinking, saying that that the juror who fills out a questionnaire and said that they weren't at any kind of a rally had apparently gone to a Black Lives Matter rally and actually had a shirt on, a Martin Luther King shirt, with the I Can't Breathe thing with George Floyd. I don't know if that tilts this case in any way, because there were other things that the attorney also filed, a number of errors that he said were made during the trial, which violated Chauvin's constitutional rights to due process. And the new court filing alleges the publicity during the trial threatened its fairness, and a defense expert witness was intimidated after he testified. We'll see if there is any credence given to any of that, including the one juror, which that to me could be, in asking for a new trial, that could be the one thing that is looked at more than the rest. And in the meantime, Liz Cheney is probably going to get booted from being the number three Republican on the Hill because she is not backing Donald Trump. She is standing alone by refusing to appease Trump over his incitement of the Capitol insurrection and claims of the stolen election. That happened way back in January, and she's paying the price. She may be out. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. If you're looking for ways to make healthy meals this summer while staying budget conscious, check out online grocery delivery from Amazon. Amazon Fresh is your grocery destination, from fresh summer fruit to snacks, meat, seafood, beverages, baby food, and more. It has everything you need for everyday meals to summer barbecues. Plus, if you're a SNAP recipient, you can access Amazon's low prices, vast selection, and convenient home delivery while using your benefits with no minimum spend or membership required. Nancy Dalton, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the importance of access to health and nutritious food.
Amazon understands the importance of food accessibility and is committed to helping all customers access fresh groceries. SNAP recipients can use their benefits to purchase nutritious, fresh, and high-quality ingredients, as well as staples for their families, all while saving money and time.
SNAP recipients can also access exclusive deals on popular brands like Happy Belly, 365 Everyday Value, Honest Diapers, and more. To learn more, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Just a friendly reminder, you can be part of the mailbag segment by sending me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. This one from Michael, listening in Iowa. Davenport, he says, in fact, Kate, I'm so tired of these quarterbacks holding us hostage or other players doing the same. Aaron Rodgers is just a big whiny baby. He's made a ton of money. He's with a hot, beautiful actress that he's engaged to. He wants to be the host of Jeopardy. And maybe this is just a ploy for more attention and to get the Jeopardy gig so that he can boot football, even though he could probably do both. What do you think? I think he felt hacked that he didn't get the extension, because everybody was getting the, I shouldn't say everybody, but top tier quarterbacks got some pretty chunky extensions and he didn't get that. I think that's what it was. Well, we restructure the contract. Sometimes the people in charge underestimate the personalities, the fragile egos of the superstars that are part of the team, and Aaron Rodgers was the MVP, so that wasn't a good move. All right, this one is from Newman. There's a joke in that. Newman. Newman is listening to us in Connecticut. Kate, I gotta tell you, I was listening to you talk about the population. You were talking about the census, and you're going through some of the numbers, of course, what's going to happen as far as voting and some of the changes that are being made. I thought it was so interesting, and I also thought it was interesting that the three states that have grew in population and those that have lost more population. It makes you wonder why, that what translated into losing more people, maybe less people born, maybe it's just some kind of a weird trend, but Texas looks like the clear winner, and other states like North Carolina and Oregon as well. Yeah, if you're talking about politically speaking, Texas had gains 2 House seats, Colorado, Florida, North Carolina, right? Oregon, and there's one other one, Montana. They each add one. The fastest growing population, Utah, 18.4%. And the highest gain in its natural rate, total births minus deaths. How about that? And this is all census data that's been released. But the population growth has slowed significantly in the past decade. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it increased, but not, you know, certainly one of the slowest rates since the 1940s. And why is that? There's lots of different reasons. Less people having kids or having a lot of kids or, you know, et cetera. That's one of the reasons for sure. Okay, let's move to this one from Kevin. And Kevin says, Kate, I am looking at what's happening with that chip shortage. And it's interesting because it's creating some opportunities for some people. You talked about it when you're talking about technology, and it is serious. I mean, it really is going to affect the consumers eventually, but the global chip shortage is a very, very big problem, probably worse than anybody realized there, and how we are so dependent on that supply chain. I know because my brother is involved in the biz. You know what? It's interesting because it's out of stock is like a word you got to get used to. The chip manufacturers are producing components, and the demand for electronic devices that use semiconductors is reaching crazy heights, and it's already outpaced the global supply of chips. I mean, the pandemic has played a part in the imbalance because companies sent their people back home to work remotely, so PC and smartphone sales really exploded. And people turn to new chip-filled forms of entertainment in between during the lockdown. More gaming, more crypto mining, all of that. I mean, so those are the reasons why. But we know the why. But what do we do now? And it's going to last longer. I mean, it's getting from bad to worse. And it is affecting the car industry. It's affecting so many. I'm glad you picked up on that and that you know something about it so you understand exactly what I'm saying. It's pretty bleak in some cases. And look around and see what you have that uses chips. And after I started to look into that more, I started to think about what do we have? And we kind of piled up all our electronics. We have a lot of electronics. I mean, they don't all cost a fortune, and some of it's stuff that I've had forever in a day. But chips, chips, chips. It's like sometimes you say to yourself, did we know this? Is this opposite day today? Did we realize? It's like the chlorine in the pools. Did we realize that this was a possibility, that this was going to happen because more people are home? Think of more people being at home. Desk shortages, ink shortages when you're going to get supplies from Staples or wherever. Half the time you got to order them from Amazon. Jeff Bezos, of course, controlling the world because you can't get them because they're out. And of course they're out because people are working from home. So you just think, what does that do when you work from home? What are the things that we're not going to have access to? What is it that we need? That's why the chips are down, as they say. All right, let's move to this. This one is from Meg. And Meg says, hey, Kate, I'm not sure if you were talking about this or not, but I think you were. I think you were talking about Palms Casino in Vegas and the fact that they're trying to buy it, meaning the Mission Indians agreed to buy Palms Casino in Vegas from Red Rock for $650 million, and it would be the biggest by a Native American tribe in U.S. gaming history. So full speed ahead on that one. Indian gaming, I know from my friends, has become a huge business in the United States. I guess it was up to $35 billion or so in 2019 before the pandemic put a crimp on traveling and spending and all of that. But I think the number of tribes that operate casinos in the United States is huge, and people will travel and will go there. Yeah, I'm thinking when I was in New York, Mohegan Sun was so popular. Lots of people drove out from the city. In 2019, Indian gaming was up to about $35 billion, and there were 245 tribes operating casinos in 29 states. Whew, 29 states. I mean, it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And what's the strategy? So the strategy would be in California, I'm sure, what they call the bread and butter gambler. That's probably what it would be. And you think of the Hard Rock Cafe. I just went by it last week. It's owned by the Florida Seminole Tribe. They got the rights to the Hard Rock name in Las Vegas last year. So I don't think that's going to change. And I guess that's what you're asking me. What do I think of it? Good for them. Capitalism rules when done correctly, and it looks like it's being done correctly. Last word probably on this one is Sandy. And Sandy says, hey, Kate, I live in New Orleans, and I think it's going to be a madhouse. Lots of people will come to New Orleans to party. It's not just going to be the pretty beaches in the west or in the east. I think a lot of people are going to make their way to New Orleans because they know we know how to have fun. It's going to be a huge boom. So we go from not enough people to an explosion of people. And they're already warning us in New Orleans. We already have musicians that are doing the live performances and celebrating. And I think things kick open wide, very wide, to a very, very big audience. What do you think? Yeah, audience of travelers. Yeah, yeah, regionally it'll be big, and it'll be big beyond regionally. I mean, there's already an uptick in tourism because of how they've managed the pandemic, I think. The COVID-19 positivity rates have remained steadily under 1% for the past 2 months, and that's what the Louisiana Department of Health is going to look at. He really made a name for himself on TikTok and some other platforms. Javed Khan, an all-around good guy, next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will continue his tour this week to sell his spending plans to the American people, making stops in Louisiana on Thursday. The president's plans would cost more than $4 trillion and would be paid for through hikes to corporate tax rates and an increase of the tax rates of the highest earners. But Congressman Kevin Brady says raising taxes in a pandemic doesn't make economic sense. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the hike will impact working families and ultimately cost jobs.
You know, raising really crippling taxes as we try to recover from this pandemic makes no economic sense. I think it's the biggest economic blunder in our lifetimes. In the day, it lands on working families and will drive U.S. jobs overseas. So this couldn't be a worse time to do this.
This is USA Radio News. The weekend crash of a human smuggling boat in the waters off of San Diego has brought more attention to a growing trend in human trafficking. Tim Berg reports.
The smuggling of illegal immigrants by boat is becoming a more common occurrence off the coast of California. According to data from the U.S. Border Patrol agent, agents documented 309 maritime smuggling events in the San Diego sector in fiscal year 2020, and agents have logged 157 maritime smuggling events so far this fiscal year. Border Patrol agent Jeff Stevenson reminding everyone.
The smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a government by a Tuesday deadline, putting his Likud party at risk of being the opposition party for the first time in 12 years. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Wow, he's becoming a star on TikTok, and he, I'll tell you, I just see big things for him. Talking to him off the air got me very excited. Javed Khan is in our virtual green room. He's in the UK, and he's written a powerful, game-changing, life-changing, really, book, Bismillah, In the Name of God, Life Coaching for the Soul. Javed, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
So tell me the road to this book. Why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because of my frustration at how long it took me to actually find myself. And the frustration came because we never actually see ourselves in the true light that God sees us or the universe sees us. We are just unique entities in creation. And once we realize, once we touch that source of love that we lose from a very young age, we lose it around about three, that innocence, you know, and then from the rest of our lives, we're in a set of depressive modes, you know, different versions of us. But the truth always stays the same, Kay. And the truth is that the soul never changes. The soul is forever in love with us. But we never realize it. And this unification the self needs to have with the soul, just to realize how perfect it can be. Because our knowledge, from the self point of view, can only be 1 minute. We can probably tell what's going to happen to us in the next minute. But the soul has infinite knowledge. And that connection, we don't need religion to do. We can do it ourselves, each and every one of us. And that connection to source is the only thing we need for a true joyous life. And that's what I was searching for. And I never found it truly in religion. So I searched different religions. And true surrender is the one thing that each and every great prophet came with. True surrender. Surrender completely to the oneness of it all. Because God's unification is in everything, Kate. Everything is touched by the love of God. And once we connect to that love of God, really, game over. You know, we're in heaven. And that consciousness, and every religion has started off with a perfect thought of one God. And then the attachments come, the intellectual idols come. So I just wanted to address it for all my brothers and sisters. You're all my brothers and sisters. And my nieces and nephews around the world. That I've had a long haul through depression, through anxiety. And I just wanted to make it easier for them. So that they could step into life completely. Rather than be outsiders looking in. You know, to just step into God's world.
So we know that, of course, if reading the book and you want to get the book, you'll be able to go deeper into this. But give us something, Javed, right now. Somebody's struggling. People are listening and thinking, oh, I so need that. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. What can they do right now?
Right now, you can stop and you can just analyze your life, analyze yourself. And God talks to you all the time. All the time, forever the conversation goes on, it's the difference is who's listening. So the person who listens to their soul, that intuitive, our consciousness, you know, our conscience, that little guilt, that's our soul. And every time we detract from the truth, we took away from it. And most of us live conditional lives. We go into conditional love. We need to address unconditional love. Unconditional love has no boundaries. There is no labels. You know, God doesn't see you as a label. He doesn't see black, white, yellow. He sees you as one, you know. And his consciousness, and every religion speaks of the breath of God going into every soul. The breath of God. So every soul is an individuation of divinity. We just have to take away all these labels, Kate, and come to spiritual unity and that oneness. And then the energy of the devil. I mean, when I speak about the devil, I speak about the energy of evil. Then that has no place, no relevance. Because once the purity of life is known, everything is okay. But most of us live our lives in how others feel about us. How we dress for other people. We never actually ask our souls, what do you think? What do you think of me? And if we were to ask, really, if each and every person was to ask their souls, really, their souls would say, do you know something? You're the most beautiful being on this planet. When God thought of you, he just broke the mold. You are a unique, beautiful thing. Why do you go through your life condition after condition? Why do you do this to yourself? And most of us live tortuous lives. And this suicide, I mean, the United Against Suicide, is to address the fact that a lot of drug-related, alcohol-related, that slows suicide. They know exactly what they're doing to them. And then anxiety, depression, it's all suicide, slow suicide. And we never address these things. You know, we lose 7 to 8 million kids. When I say kids, some of them are like my children. We lose them to suicide every year in this world. Those are beautiful souls, Kay. They don't need to go. You know, but we never, you know, and we've lost empathy. And the book just wants to bring empathy back, you know. So a life that's been in search of empathy. And as you're growing up, you're yearning for love. And you want love. You know, and you can give, but unfortunately you don't get it back. You know, so I want people to realize that once you've found your love of yourself, that unconditional love, where you're not judging yourself through the eyes of others, then you'll find true peace and true happiness. And from there on, if you choose a path that suits you, by all means, but I think real faith is about no labels and unconditional love.
And you found that, and you said it took a long time to find it.
It takes a long time.
I can tell. I mean, for people listening to us on the radio and streaming and through so many other great platforms, we're looking at each other, and I can feel that peace in you, that you have absolutely found it. Once that happened, how did that change your life?
From a position of selfishness, and self-absorbed behavior, you start to, once you, I mean, great people will tell you that to appreciate, to become really successful, you have to appreciate really successful people. You know, that's the law of attraction. And I think once you open up and once you realize that you are worth so much more, you know, and that you've been undoing yourself, really, you've been selling yourself short for a paltry handful of dirt, really. Once you realize that, each and every person has the power to heal. And the most powerful things we have, Kate, you're a writer, is words. And the most powerful drugs known to mankind are words. You know, so we can heal people with words. We can make people feel beautiful with words. And at the same time, so we have to address the power of words and how they impact. And be careful, because once we start letting, you know, words into play and not realize their power, and I think mostly society is ruled by words, and we have to shift that focus and say healing words. Music should be about bringing love and connection, you know, and I think with my music I've found that. And every time I sing, it makes people cry, some people, but it's, I always say it, I've got a big TikTok following, and it's Bismillah 786. If you're on there, we get 4,000 to 5,000 people for our live viewings. And all I do is sing lovely songs that please me and talk to people. And, we've got people coming back with comments to say that I've healed them so much from depression. They were in therapy now, you know, they're feeling happier. That's what we want to bring to each other. And each and every one of us is capable. We're all capable. We are meant to be healers. We're not meant to be, even the word consumer has a very, very negative thing, because we're not meant to consume. We're meant to live, you know, consuming is for cause, you know. So, NLP is very important for people out there. You need neuro-linguistic programming. You need to learn about the power of words, guys, because it's very, very important. And like I said, each and every person, and we're the best ones that bring depression to ourselves. We're the best ones. Each one of us is a qualified PhD, you know, going into depressive modes and everything. We need to come out of that conditioning, guys, and focus on the positives, you know, because each and every one of us is capable of true joyous happiness. But we need to give much more than we receive. And then once we do that, you know, once our love for ourselves is complete, then you start giving. Once you start giving, it replenishes and it keeps getting fuller. And before long, you know, the glass isn't half empty anymore. It's completely full. And then you can go through life. Each and every moment means so much more then, you know, and it just grows and grows. So, yeah.
And So I think you're a beautiful soul, and I think what you're sharing with us is amazing, and I want people to get your book, Bismillah, In the Name of God, Life Coaching, again, for the soul. Javed Khan, wow, what a pleasure to have you on the show. We could talk all day. We're out of time, but it was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much for your time, Gabe, and God bless you.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Talked about bank robbery on the show many times, in the sense that we're kind of fascinated by it, right? And we don't always hear the stories about bank robberies because so many bank robbers actually get away with it. I think there's a fascination. There's been many movies made about it. I say many, a handful of really good movies that have been made about bank robberies, like Inside Job. And our next guest has written a book that just reels you in, and it talks about a guy and bank robbery, and it talks about his life, and it's called Not Your Average Joe. And with us today on the show is Rodney Blackman, and he's the author of that book. So, Rodney, what made you write a novel that centered around this character, Joe Valentine?
Well, growing up, I heard lots of different stories from people and family members. And I ran across this guy, and he would come to work and just tell us these outrageous stories about his life. And so I kept asking him, come on, let's write a book. And he kept putting it off. And then one day I came to work, and he told me he robbed a bank. I'm like, what? So I went ahead and I took his stories, you know, and stories from what I heard from years and years. And I put them together, and I led them up to him robbing the bank.
So tell us about Joe Valentine, the character in your novel. What makes him, I mean, he is interesting. And as you said, it's great because you took all these stories and put them into Joe Valentine. What was it that made him want to rob the bank? Was it desperation? Was it a thrill? Was it, I just want the cash?
It was desperation. You know, he... life problems and stuff like that, and it just builds up to where he owes money, you know, to pay the loans and other people and stuff like that. and he gets to the point where, you know, he just has no other choice. Either that or take the alternative of getting hurt. So, you know, it's like a do or die situation for him.
And so for Joe Valentine, is it a solo job or does he have to have a wheelman and other people? We're not going to give away all the details, but this is exciting to hear some of this. Does he have a wheelman? Does he have people that are decoys? What happens?
It's a solo job. And he's debating on whether he should do it or not. And then just at the last minute, he just does it, you know. But the way he does it, it's kind of funny, you know. Because it's a last minute thing, so he just gets together what he can and then goes and do it. You know?
Yeah, here it is. Today's the day. It's in my mind. I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You come up with it's perfect, the title of the book, Not Your Average Joe. So he's not your average Joe, is he?
No, it's not. And it goes back to when he's a kid, back in the 80s, and he just keeps getting into all these troubles and stuff like that. And his family and friends are trying to get him to, you know, straighten out his life, you know, do the right thing. But he just keeps getting into trouble, you know, all the time from getting stuck on a giant slide, getting chased by a dog with no pants on. And, you know, you know, but it has its heart touching points, too. You know, there's, you know, where he's just let down and, you know, heartbroken over things like losing a child and, you know, family members, you know, always getting on his case about stuff.
Right. So he's a human being. So he has issues like everyone, but his issues are just kind of wacky in some ways.
Yeah. And like I said, it takes me back to the 80s where, you know, the time was more.
It was all about the money in the 80s. Yeah. Right. You know, it was all about what was your ride? What did your house look like? Who were you hanging out with? I mean, the 80s was, it's funny you say, you know, it's about the 80s. The 80s is, if you define the 80s, I guess it was sort of a, anything goes time.
Oh yeah. 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 Especially like when, like I said, like when you're desperate, you know, to, you know, get ahead in life, stuff like that.
Yeah, whatever I have to do to get ahead. So what, you know, he was your coworker, and it's interesting because this is a novel, but did he do time for this bank robbery?
Yeah, he did. I believe it was 3 years. He did 3 years, and he got out, and he was doing well because I think the way he robbed the bank, they thought, you know, something was wrong with him.
Right.
He ended up getting on disability and all that. But then that same year, he went and robbed another bank.
And did he get caught again?
Yeah, he got caught again. So I think this time he got 10 years. You know, the judge wasn't too lenient this time.
Oh, my gosh. Just even thinking about that makes me nervous. Whoop, I did it once. I did the 3 years, and now I got to do it again. And yeah. Wow, incredible. So, you know, all of us can, when something happens when you work somewhere and you're not expecting it and then you hear, did you hear what happened? He robbed a bank. I can't believe it. So were your coworkers buzzing about that when that happened?
Oh, yeah. You know, right. First time I came in, you know, I was just, they heard me and then all of a sudden people came asking me because I was talking to the guy all the time. What happened? What happened? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just as surprised as you are. You know? So
that's funny. Rodney, don't you have any inside information on what happened there?
Yeah. You know, but, you know, he was a pretty nice guy. I got to say that, you know, he's pretty nice, but, you know, he had his problems just like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. We said that. Yeah. You know, we talk about, like I said, he was a human being. So for you writing this book, what does it feel like to be an author, to come up with the idea, to take these stories of different perspectives and bank robberies and things that you had overheard and put it into a book and make a character and create a story?
It feels great. Just to be able to, you know, put it all together, you know, and you have to be kind of careful how you do it because there's stories in there that will be familiar with people I know, oh yeah, I remember doing that, you know.
Right, so you don't want to get in trouble with the people that you're kind of, you know, modeling your characters after, some of the characters, some of the stories anyway, the story of what he does and the things that happen. So that is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what you say, you just deny it. Nope, that's not you. There's lots of stories like that. Nope, nothing like you. But it had to be exciting for the people that you work with and for your friends to be able to tell them, hey, you want a copy of my book or get a copy of my book.
Oh, yeah, because they figure out it's a bank robbery, you know, and everything, and they say, oh, it must be about that guy, you know, and they're interested in about, you know, what happens, you know, how did he do it, why did he do it.
Right.
So it's interesting.
What do you, and again, we're speaking with Rodney Blackman, and his book is Not Your Average Joe, and you can get it on Amazon.com, of course. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? Somebody picks up your novel and they say, wow, that's an interesting story. I'd be interested in reading that. What do you hope they walk away with after they read it?
That, you know, life is life. You know, you deal with it the best you can, and, you know, you just keep moving on. You know, the good times are going to happen, the bad times are going to happen. But you just deal with it, you know. And if you got family and friends, just like in the book, he has family and friends, and he tries to support them as best as they can, but, you know, he has to take responsibility of his actions. And, you know, and that's what people need to do, take responsibility of their actions.
Right. So he gets that wild hair, that idea, I'm desperate, I can do it. And like you said, in real life, what happens when something comes up where you can take a shortcut or you're in trouble? Because everybody, I think most people get to a point somewhere, whether you're younger or older or somewhere in between, where something happens. And it can be that it's that financial need, right?
Yeah.
What do you do when you can't get a loan and there's nowhere to go and you need that money to survive?
That last string, you know, and they try to find any way they can, you know, to make it.
Right, to pull the last string. So now that you've written Not Your Average Joe, do you have another book inside of you? Will you do another book?
Actually, yeah, I started, because my daughter takes online learning, and I'm writing a book about that. Many things that happen online, you know, the parents that get on and, you know, say wacky things or do wacky things. They don't realize the camera's on and there they are, you know.
Oh, I think all of us can relate to that. Would love to read that. What happens when you get the Zoom dooms and you're on there and you're, like you said, online learning and it's supposed to go smooth and then something happens?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we look forward to that. But this book you can get right now, Not Your Average Joe. Joe Valentine's an interesting character. And Rodney Blackman, it was great getting to know you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Sure, I enjoyed being here.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.